The conference is now being recorded.
Ooh, that sounds official. Steven, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Sybil. Nice to talk to you.
Well, we're looking forward to the show July 26th at Toyota Music Factory.
Me too. Really fun to play Dallas.
Are you one of those guys who wakes up like, what city are we in today?
Totally.
I think I'd be that person as well if I had a schedule like yours.
But like, I live really well on tour. Like, I take really good care of myself, you know, stay hydrated. Because it takes basically everything out of you if you really, really want to bring it on stage every night.
Mm-hmm.
And even in that state, there was this moment where I thought I was in Nebraska, and I'm talking about being in Nebraska, and somebody in the audience goes, you're like, and they're so polite, you know, our fans are so nice, but they was like, you're in Iowa.
That's pretty much the same place anyway, though. I mean, come on.
I mean, there are some similarities for sure. Yeah.
You said you like to stay pretty healthy on tour. So is your rider full of vegan options and gluten-free? And tell me what you got.
Oh, we got some vegans on our crew, that's for sure. And they're going to let you know.
Oh, totally. Our night girl, Lindsay, will tell you in like the first 2 minutes of meeting her.
I'm surprised that they haven't like already written in and told you that they're vegans. They're going to share.
Nice. Well, I saw on YouTube, Chelsea Handler was giving you a hard time because you weren't wearing socks with your shoes. She said that leads to stinky feet, and I kind of agree.
I don't think so. Yeah, no. My feet smell like daisies, Sybil.
Can I smell your feet when you come to town?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'm sensing some hesitation, Steven.
No, I thought, well, look, you know what I thought about it? It was like, you guys have supported our band for a long time, so thank you for playing our music, and, you know, I'll do anything you want. If you want to smell my feet, then it's on.
That's the payback we get. What a treat.
I don't see the harm in it.
Okay, I'm going to have my people get with your people, and I'm going to come on stage and smell your feet.
Not on stage, no. That's sacred space.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, since you are on stage along with Jimmy Eat World, are there any collaborations while you guys are on tour together?
So I haven't talked to them, but I did talk to Rah Rah Riot. So there's a possibility there with them for sure, yeah.
That'll be cool. Unless, are y'all one of those bands that makes people put their cell phones away in that little pouch thing?
We did that at a couple shows that we did a few months ago while we were trying out new music. And that was so we could play new songs and not have them up on the internet.
Right.
It was great. It was so great to have like everybody, because, you know, when you're recording a song, like while you're listening to it, like when you're at a concert, it's like going to a restaurant and like shoveling the food into a doggy bag before you eat it.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Yeah, you're not actually getting the experience of it. So, you know, I want people to have this totally effusive, transcendent experience. That's what I'm going for. Not sort of like a curiosity that's like, you know, gets stuck on Instagram. But, I mean, it's part of the culture. And like, so, you know, I don't get too worked up over it.
As you mentioned, we play a lot of your records. We've been playing them forever. I mean, you guys have been around since the 90s. How have all of the changes in the music industry affected you?
You know, it's still like some people getting together in a room and getting jacked up on coffee and stomping down on a tube screamer and, you know, working out songs together and trying to catch a vibe and then trying to make it blow up. So many things are also the same. I like how we don't have to ask permission from record companies. It's much more democratized. So that's a good part of it.
What about technology-wise, though? Like when Third Eye Blind, the original album, came out, I'm sure everybody had it on CDs, and now it's all streaming and downloads.
Our audience is probably younger and bigger than it's ever been. And it's because people stream our music and they find it and it becomes relevant to them in the playlist that they're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's totally amazing. So I'm fine with it. I don't like the power being in record companies and record executives. You know, I always want to bite the hand that feeds me. And I like seeing it that they're not feeding me. They don't even have any food anymore. So I think that's great. You know, I think the artists should be the ones getting paid for the music instead of the streaming sources. But all in all, I like the state of the world right now. Not the state of the world, but like in music, like I like really kind of happy. And I think that's kind of how I measure my life with Third Eye Blind. Is I kind of measure things based on happiness quotient more than, you know, any other metric.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're at a happy place in life. And it's good for us, too, because when you get here July 26th, we get to see you in your happy space.
Yay, my happy space. My sweet-smelling feet, Seville. Yay.
Yay. And I get to come on stage and smell them.
Not on stage. Yeah. You're not coming on stage.
We're definitely arranging this, though.
You can come backstage.
This is going to happen. I've got it on tape.
It's always fun backstage. There's lots of hijinks.
Tell me, because I love hijinks.
I can't tell you. That's for backstage. There's thousands of people listening to us right now.
Okay, well, I'll go backstage, and then I'll report back to everybody in the Metroplex.
I believe you. I mean, yeah. Why would I not believe you?
I believe in you, Stephen Jenkins.
Thank you. Like I'm holding a blue ribbon. Thank you.
Third Eye Blind, Jimmy Eat World, Rah Rah Riot, the Summer Gods Tour coming to Toyota Music Factory July 26th. Tickets available at livenation.com. Stephen, thank you so much.
I enjoyed talking to you, Sybil. That was fun.
Yay. Thanks. Love you too.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.